The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that other people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not behave like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Ash Wednesday. Welcome to the season of Lent. We're going to make this a really good Lent this year, and I want to get you off to the right start. So I'll give you just a couple of thoughts to think about, okay? You look through the scriptures and you'll notice that Jesus reserves his harshest words not for the worst sinners, but rather for the worst hypocrites. Dozens of examples of this, time and time again, his harshest words for the worst hypocrites. So let's understand a little bit better, shall we? What's a hypocrite? Who knows what a hypocrite is? Some of you might know that our word hypocrite is just a Greek word. It means actor. We just stole the word straight out of Greek. Hippocrates means actor. That's all it means. So you can go home today and turn on your television to watch The Hypocrites. They got an award ceremony, right? I wonder how many people were nominated for Best Hypocrite this year. It just means actor. So here's the question. How did the word for actor end up becoming our word for hypocrite? The reason is because, like an actor, a hypocrite lives his life for the applause and the approval of other people. So a hypocrite doesn't care what's right and what's wrong, just as long as everybody approves of him. A hypocrite doesn't care if he tells a lie or tells the truth, just as long as other people applaud. A hypocrite doesn't care if he's inconsistent, doesn't care if he contradicts himself a dozen times a day, just as long as everybody else approves of him. That's exactly what Jesus just got finished condemning, isn't it? Hypocrite is one who lives his life for the approval of man. And Jesus asks us to do the exact opposite. He asks us to remember that we live our lives playing to an audience of one. We live our lives for God's approval. And so, we want to do what's good and what's right and what's true, whether anybody else approves of us or not. Now, that's the reform that we want to live, right? That's what we want to do. And got good news for you here this afternoon. This is the season of reform. Welcome to the season of Lent. It's been said that your spiritual life is a table that stands on three legs. Those three legs are prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Table that stands on three legs. What happens to a table with three legs and you take one of the legs out of the table? The table falls clean over, doesn't it? So if you want to change your ways, if you want to make this a good Lent, your Lent needs to have each one of these three: prayer, fasting, alms. And while we're on the subject, what is a good Lent anyway? Anybody know what a good Lent is? A good Lent is measured by how different you are when your Lent is over. I think there's too many people, they think that Lent is like this 40-day endurance marathon where they like grit their teeth and white their knuckles and survive crawling across the finish line on Easter Sunday, wiping the sweat off their brow and saying, sure I'm glad that's over. That's not a good Lent. A good Lent is measured by how different you are when Lent is over. This is the season of reform. So you want to reform? Jesus tells us there's three things you need to do. First thing you want to have in your Lent, you want to have prayer. Now, if you're not doing the basics, you got to start with the basics. If you're not going to Mass on Sunday, start, right? Keep holy the Lord's Day. If you're not praying every day, start. If you haven't been to confession in a while, right? If you're not going to confession on a regular basis, great time to go to confession, season of Lent. Listen, start with the basics. But if you're already doing the basics, you know what you want to do? Add prayer to Lent. Do something more. Maybe you're going to do Stations of the Cross. Maybe you're going to add the Rosary, if you're not saying the Rosary already, and you should be. Maybe you can add an examination of conscience to the end of the day. Whatever you do, add prayer to Lent. That's the first thing you need to do. Second thing you need to do, fasting. Now, fasting is an umbrella term for every kind of penance. And here's where we get the idea of giving something up for Lent. Every time that comes up, you know what people say? They always say, I'm not going to give anything up for Lent. I'm going to do something positive instead. Listen, we'll get to that in just a second. But you want to give something up for Lent. When people say, I don't want to give something up for Lent, it's kind of like an athlete who says, yeah, I don't want to practice. I just want to win games. Why do we give things up? Why do we do penance? You want to know why? Because you have a weak will. That's why. Why don't you do the good that you know you should be doing? Why do you do the wrong that you know you shouldn't be doing? Answer, because you have a weak will. Penance strengthens your will. That's why we do it. Let you get a grip on yourself. Penance puts you in charge of your passions instead of letting your passions drive your life. That's why we do penance during Lent. Third thing we can do, almsgiving. Now, I say almsgiving, everybody thinks that means giving away money. It means way more than that. Did you know that the root of the word almsgiving and the root of the word mercy are the same word? This is where we do extra good stuff for Lent. Yes, show mercy, kindness, goodness, over and above and deliberately. You know, want to really make it a good Lent? Do it to people you don't like. That'll really get you straight into heaven. Acts of mercy. Those are the three things that we want to do if you want to reform your life, and I'm hoping that you all do. You hear those things and you say to yourself, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Father, I think I'll start next week. I think I'll start tomorrow. You want to know one of life's little secrets? We procrastinate, we put things off because we have this idea that somehow it's going to be easier tomorrow. One of life's little secrets, it only gets harder. It only gets harder, so please, start today. That's what Ash Wednesday is all about. It's just like what St. Paul said in the reading. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. And so, without further ado, let us begin.